A rather amusing incident occurred earlier today, and I would like to refer to Celia, who is in the audience here, the last one here, I understand. By the way, I wore this New Mexico t-shirt in her honor. Notice it says Santa Fe down here. I know she's from Albuquerque. Anyway, Celia received a package today from Simba. And would you guess who Simba is? It is none other than her cat. Her cat actually sent her that package. My goodness, it was a priority mail box, pretty sizable. How did he, or is it a woman or a man?
A girl.
A girl. All right. I wonder if you would write Simba and ask her if she would like to offer assistance to me in the mail room. I mean, I've been looking for an assistant for some time, and if a cat can make up a box like that, well, wow. And it would be the talk of the ranch, I'm sure. So, please.
So now most gifts from a cat are like a dead mouse. So
I'm yeah, well, anyway, good to get off to a jovial start here, because to get on the right track, as Swami Beyondananda says, you need a laugh track. Anyway, I would like to look at some of the points that Jane emphasized in the Pulse of Spirit that came out today. She was talking about a psychic break, a term that David, I think, introduced to us. And humanity is pretty well laboring under a psychic break. Jane mentioned Cain and Abel, and that was kind of reinforcing the psychic break that occurred already, perhaps, in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve. But that psychic break, which everyone is pretty well living in to some measure, but we have, of course, the opportunity to come out of that psychic break, and as Jane put it, to change the world. We cannot allow the psychic break to deny us the opportunity to change the world. Some are so enmeshed, so involved in the psychic break, the idea of changing the world, of lifting it up to a higher level, well, that's totally impossible. But we have that opportunity, and I know it takes, you know, quite a lot of faith to believe that what we're doing here on Sunrise Ranch, bringing the beautiful pulse of spirit in our everyday living that we do, that could somehow change the world. And yet it is that radiant emanation from us that is actually putting something into the subconscious realm of the body of humanity that is changing the world. It is actually doing it. And I know it perhaps takes a bit of faith to believe that and to live on that basis, but really, that's why we're here. And I've been generating, I suppose you could say, that faith for many, many years. And it's come natural to me. And to me, it's really the only hope that we have for our world. If there is not a small group of people such as we have here who are living on that basis, believing that we can overpower the psychic break, then what hope is there really for the world? And it's not a matter of, Jane brought out in the Pulse of Spirit, it's not a matter of simply talking about it. As I was saying in our pre-service meeting, emissaries can talk a good line, they can talk a good talk, and perhaps I'm doing that now even. But it's a matter of actually doing it. We have to go beyond mere talk. We have to go beyond, we have to go into actually letting an expression of true character emerge in our living. I've spoken about it many times before, the qualities of true character that we have an opportunity to express in every moment of our living. And as I've said many times, I have a list of those qualities in the mail room. Come on in and look at them. $4 or $5. No, I'll give you a discount. It will be $4. But expressing those qualities, allowing it to come forth in our living. And that is what makes all things new. David used that expression from the book of Revelation in our expansion on Sunday. Behold, I make all things new. It's not a matter of getting all new things, but it's a matter of making existing things new because our consciousness is new. And we can even make these old stories that we have, we can make them new. As Jane was saying in our pre-service meeting, by perhaps using a new language, telling these old stories in a new way, we can make them new. We can transmute these stories by using different words to describe the same event. And so it's not a matter of, condemning these stories and trying to get rid of them at all costs. Yes, if they are limiting you, if you are enmeshed in those stories, if they are a part of your identity, yes, get rid of them, let them go. But I think we've all reached a point where we can actually use the wisdom that is present in some of these stories to transmute them and allow all things to be made new. And I know I enjoy going over some of my old hippie day stories, and I know Bob Ewing enjoys telling those stories about me again and again. Come to the dinner table some evening and he'll gladly begin telling them. And there's something to be learned from those stories. There's a lot of it that I would love to let go, but no, there is something there that can be transmuted and can actually allow us to rise up to a higher level. So don't be afraid to tell these even old stories. Maybe use a new language and tell them from the perspective that we are all enjoying as part of our primal spirituality work here on Sunrise Ranch. And speaking of that, so much was generated by the primal spirituality class that in the men's meeting I spoke of how we might just kind of, well, and I experienced this on Sunday as well, Sunday morning, we could just float on all of this substance that had been generated, just relax into it. So much had been brought forth. And I felt myself on Sunday morning and in the men's meeting as well, just kind of floating on this substance and just rising up to that higher level. And, I said it reminded me of this song that I used to dance to back in 1969, Steppenwolf, A Magic Carpet Ride. Yeah, I'm sure Roshana could move to that music. But yeah, you can just get on that magic carpet and just kind of float on that carpet. I mean, that's what happens when we actually generate that kind of substance. When we just move back into that primal spirituality, that core of love that we were endowed with our Creator, and just float on that substance and bring that into our worlds. Wow. And all of the beauty that we're experiencing right now, and I'm glad you read that poem about beauty, all of the beauty that we're experiencing here around the ranch, that is simply reinforcing this wonderful pulse of spirit that we're experiencing, this primal spirituality. I mean, as I look at the apple trees around here with all of their blossoms and the lilacs, and when I go passing by these lilac trees and take a whiff of that air, that fragrance. It is just, I mean, it just puts you in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wow, that just reinforces everything that was brought in our primal spirituality class here. We just float on that substance. And we know that that beauty is something that resounds in the very core of our own being. It's complementing the beauty that we are here to bring. And when we see that beauty in nature, it just rings a bell in ourselves. And we know, well, yes, there's some part of me that is with that beauty, that is one with that beauty. And so, wow, how marvelous it is just to walk around the ranch right now. And you know, I thought I might conclude my time up here with a song. I wonder if I'm up to it. But I got up this morning and I dressed and I walked outside and I looked up. Well, I looked around first of all at the trees, and I looked at the grass and the flowers, and I looked up at the sky, and it was so blue, and there was not a cloud in the sky. And I just said to myself, on a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You will feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever more.